This week in the studio, there's no substitute for the 35th anniversary of The Who, live at Leeds.
I mean, live at Leeds was meant to look like a bootleg. Well, I think it was there because that's what the band were doing at the time. You know, I hadn't written anything that successfully followed up Tommy. And we looked at what we had at the time and we had this incredible machine. I used to wake up on stage, you know, I kind of roll along to the gig, drive to the gig, tune up my guitar, stand on the stage and suddenly wake up, you know, as one leg of this crazed stallion leaping, marching through a field or, you know, like a Sherman tank or something. And it would be, you know, the feeling of power in the band at the time was just extraordinary. And that was really all we had. That power had been rehearsed, practiced, refined on the road in America and around Europe and around the world, playing Tommy, bookending Tommy, you know, with rock and roll at the front and rock and roll at the end, and in the middle you get an opera. There's no cure for the summertime blues. Hi, this is Pete Townsend in the studio.
Hi, this is John Entwistle in the studio for The Who, live at Leeds.